欢迎大家来到这一期的美语训练班，我是小北。
我是麦，小北，赶快来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
今天我们要和大家聊聊买车，还要告诉你怎么说陷入停顿。
But first, let's learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
Extended. Extended is spelled E-X-T-E-N-D-E-D. Extended.
Extended 是形容词，延长的，长期的。
He has been on extended sick leave since the summer.
他因为生病，从今年夏天就开始休长假。圣诞节前夕
Many retail stores are offering extended hours to meet the need of last-minute shoppers.
很多零售商家都延长营业时间，满足拖到最后一刻才来采购的顾客们的需要。Extended warranty, 延长的保修期。
Experts say in most cases, buying extended warranties are bad ideas.
专家说，大多数情况下，购买商品的长期保修其实并不划算。好的。今天我们学习的词是
extended, extended, extended.
You know what, Xiaobei? Yanglin WeChatted me the other day, and she said she might take an extended vacation and come back 2 weeks late, which means you have to continue hosting the show with me for a while.
Ah, Yanglin 胆敢延长休假两周？凭什么呀？不管，我已经带班这么久了。下周你自己来吧。
You want me to go solo?
Yeah, I have faith in you.
You must be kidding. This show would grind to a halt if it was just me doing it. Think of our poor dedicated listeners, Xiaobei.
Grind to a what? I don't think I've ever heard of that idiom before. Well, let's listen to words and idioms to find out what it means. 先听一听吧。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众现在播送美国习惯用语第815讲我是杨晨
我是 Doug Johnson
华盛顿的天气最近特别热只有这种时候大家才能体会到空调的好处如果没有空调真不知道怎么才能工作这倒让我想起了一个有趣的习惯用语，这就是我们今天要学的。
Grind to a halt. Grind is spelled G-R-I-N-D, and halt, H-A-L-T. Grind to a halt.
Grind 是动词，有嘎嘎作响的意思。Halt 是名词，停顿的意思。Grind to a halt 这个习惯用语就是慢慢停下来，无法继续前进。大家现在明白了吧？我刚才说最近天气特别热，如果没有空调
，work would grind to a halt。
没错，工作就会陷入停顿。你们肯定还记得上个世纪末的时候，因为担心从20世纪迈入21世纪，电脑无法正常工作，世界各地都在吵什么 Y2K。让我们听听下面这个历史学家的介绍。
Before the new century began, there was a lot of discussion of Y2K. That's the name of the software problem that was feared when the clocks rolled over into the year 2000. But despite terrible predictions, the world didn't grind to a halt. Most computers continued to work just fine.
进入新世纪之前，出现了很多围绕 Y2K 的讨论。指的是钟表敲响2000年的时候，电脑软件可能会出现状况。尽管有很多耸人听闻的预测，但世界并没有因此陷入停顿，大多数电脑都照常运转，并没有出现问题。
我们当然还记得，当时啊，让所有的人都如释重负。就在上周末，我去参加外甥的毕业典礼，他们这届学生特别多，所以决定在室外举行。出席毕业典礼的学生、家长和老师大约有1000人，可就在嘉宾讲话的时候，忽然阴云密布，瓢泼大雨劈头盖脸地下了起来。不用说
，The program ground to a halt.
毕业典礼告一段落，我们只好开车回家。但是因为路上能见度太差
，The traffic started to grind to a halt.
路上的车流开始陷入停顿。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Before the new century began, there was a lot of discussion of Y2K. That's the name of the software problem that was feared when the clocks rolled over into the year 2000. But despite terrible predictions, the world didn't grind to a halt. Most computers continued to work just fine. Last season's strike by writers in Hollywood had a significant impact. Without scripts, production on most television series and movies ground to a halt. It took months of negotiations before a settlement was reached and filming started again.
上一季好莱坞剧作家的罢工产生了非常大的影响，因为没有了剧本，所以大部分电视连续剧和电影的制作都陷入了停顿。经过好几个月的谈判，双方才达成协议，让拍摄工作得以恢复。
值得一提的是 grind to a halt 这个习惯用语还有另外一种说法，那就是
come to a grinding halt，
意思完全一样，所以我们可以说
Work would have come to a grinding halt without air conditioning.
假如没有空调，工作恐怕就得停下来了。
The world didn't come to a grinding halt because of Y2K.
世界没有因为 Y2K 而陷入停顿，或是
Hollywood productions came to a grinding halt.
好莱坞剧目的制作陷入了停顿。好，让我们再听一下上面的例句。
Last season's strike by writers in Hollywood had a significant impact. Without scripts, production on most television series and movies ground to a halt. It took months of negotiations before a settlement was reached and filming started again.
美国习惯用语真是太多了，所以大家不用担心。
Our show won't grind to a halt.
好，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是杨晨，
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位收听。
Until next time，
我们下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms。
See if you desert the show next week and Yang Ling's not back yet, our show will grind to a halt, and then Ling Dao will get mad, and we'll all get fired。
唉，说的也对。所以不管杨林回不回来，咱们还都是老老实实干活吧。
Yep. Besides, Yang Lin hasn't finalized her plans yet, so she might be back on time.
也对。好吧，咱们继续听节目吧。今天的礼节美语呢，要聊聊买车。
礼节美语。
Chris 告诉同事 Jason， 准备买辆新车。
Hey there, Chris. What are you up to?
I'm just poring over some brochures about various car models.
Oh, so you're thinking about buying a new car?
Yeah, it looks that way. My wife has been bugging me about it. I thought we could probably survive without one, but with the baby on the way, maybe it is time to get a car.
So this would be your first automobile?
That's right. For quite a few years, I rode a bicycle to work. Then I got a motorbike.
Chris 太太怀孕了，所以不得不考虑买车。Chris 说
My wife has been bugging me about it.
意思是我太太一直在软磨硬泡想说服我。
To bug someone.
意思就是没完没了烦人的意思。比如
Stop bugging me.
别烦我了。这会是 Chris 的第一辆车。他以前是骑自行车或者摩托车上班。但是现在
With the baby on the way.
眼看就要有孩子了，所以只好考虑买车。Jason 表示理解。
Yeah, I think I can understand your wife's position. Asking her to ride on a motorcycle when she's pregnant is a tall order.
Oh, I don't let her ride with me. It's just too dangerous. She takes the bus to work, but it is sometimes difficult to get a seat, and it's crowded and hot.
So it's time to buy your very first car. Wow, that's exciting.
Yes, but it's also a pretty big financial responsibility.
Yeah, I still remember my first car.It was an old clunker that my dad gave me when I turned 17. I drove it around for a couple of years until I scraped together enough money to buy a better second-hand car.
Jason 说让太太挺着大肚子坐 Chris 的摩托车确实有点强人所难。
It's a tall order. Tall order.
意思是很难完成的任务或者要求。Chris 解释说其实太太不坐他的摩托车上班但是挤公交车也很辛苦所以才必须买车。Jason 说他的第一辆车是17岁生日时爸爸送给自己的。
It was an old clunker.Clunker is spelled C-L-U-N-K-E-R. Clunker. Clunker.
是老破车的意思。在开了几年后 ,Jason 攒够钱自己买了辆稍微像样点的
Second-hand car.
二手车。Chris 说
I'm having a hard time deciding which model is best for us.
Yeah, it's a tough call. Each one has its pros and cons.Are you looking for a sedan?
Yes. I'd like a Jeep, but my wife says we have to get a comfortable sedan for long drives home to see her relatives.
I'd advise you to listen to your wife. She will be sitting in the back taking care of the kids, so whatever she prefers is probably the best choice.
Chris 说拿不定主意应该买什么型号的车。Jason 承认
It's a tough call. Tough call.
意思是很难做的决定。他还说不同型号的车有各自的优缺点。
Pros and cons
是指一个事情的正反面。
Pros
是优点正面的。
Cons
是缺点负面的。Chris 想买一辆吉普车 Jeep 但是他太太则坚持要买轿车
Sedan
因为这种四门轿车开长途时坐着更舒服一些。买车时还要考虑其他的哪些因素呢我们下次继续听。我觉得呀等到孩子生出来轿车也不够大最好直接来个 SUV
Or a minivan、
嗯、
Some of my friends have had kids And whenever they take a trip with their kids They have to carry tons of baby stuff along with them So no car is too big for parents with kids
对所以呢咱们来继续听一听看看 Chris 会不会考虑买一辆更大一些的车
礼节美语
Chris 准备买辆新车向同事 Jason 征求意见
What do you think about this one? Here, take a look
I like it It's quite stylish But it's also pretty small
That's okay We are only a family of three
This model has a 1.3-liter engine With a small engine, you'll save a lot of money on gas
That's one of the reasons I'm considering this one. It gets good gas mileage and overall has good value.
When I was young, having a car was all about power, prestige, and fashion. But today, everything is about economy, value, and savings.
The world has changed.
Chris 看中了一款车，征求 Jason 的意思。Jason 说，车的外观还是挺有型的，就是有点小。Chris 觉得小点没关系。因为他们就三口人
A family of three
小点也就够了 Jason 说这款车引擎是 1.3 公升的省油这是优点 Chris 承认这也是他看中这款车的原因之一
It gets good gas mileage and overall has good value
意思是说这辆车的油耗低总体上说挺划算的 Jason 大发感慨说自己年轻那会儿买车时就是为了马力时尚如今大家考虑的却都是实用和省钱。
Have you considered getting a second-hand car?
My wife rejected that idea. She says that you can never know if the car dealer is unscrupulous. The car could be water damaged or could have been involved in an accident.
She makes some good points. Anyway, having a new car is a great experience.
I'm also trying to decide if I should take the 3 or 5 year payment option.
If I can make a suggestion...Go with a 3-year plan. The 5-year might look easier, but in the end, the interest payments are not worth it.
Chris 不打算买二手车，因为他太太担心碰上个缺德的二手车车行老板，把出过车祸的车买回家。上面所说的
Unscrupulous is spelled U-N-S-C-R-U-P-U-L-O-U-S. Unscrupulous. unscrupulous.
意思就是没有道德操守的。Jason 觉得
She makes some good points.
他说的很有道理。在贷款方面呢 ,Chris 不知道应该三年还清还是五年还清。Jason 建议他做三年的贷款。因为五年贷款每个月付的钱看上去虽然少一些，但其实把交的利息都算进去就不值了。
I'll go home and do the math, but you're probably right.
How about the color?
Blue is my lucky color, so I'll pick blue if possible. My wife says we should consider black because it doesn't look dirty so quickly.
Cool. Well, let me know when you decide. I'd love to check out your new car.
Sure, Jason. Thanks for the input.
Chris 说我回家算算。
I'll go home and do the math. Do the math.
是口语里很常用的一种说法，意思是算算清楚，特别是指明摆着的事。比如
We cannot afford that house with our salaries. You do the math.
咱们的工资买不起那栋房，你自己算算吧。在颜色的选择上 ,Chris 说蓝色是自己的幸运色，但是太太觉得黑色金脏。Jason 最后说
I'd love to check out your new car.
买了新车可别忘了给我看看。哎呦，这个准爸爸呢也太小气喽，车买的不够大又怕费油，要不是老婆拦着呀，他弄不好还想买个二手车。
I don't blame him. With a baby on the way, a father needs to be a bit frugal.
也是，咱们没孩子，体会不到现在养一个孩子要花多少钱。不过呢，对父母来说，孩子都是无价宝，大家容易为这个小家伙冲动购买。
That's right. But looks like Chris is still quite cool-headed. Okay, let's listen to another episode of Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Substitute.Substitute is spelled S-U-B-S-T-I-T-U-T-E. Substitute.
Substitute, 名词是替代、替补的意思。
A substitute teacher is heir to a trove of gold coins worth more than $7 million.
一名代课老师继承了很多珍贵的金币，价值$7 million+.
Across the country, a lot of people are using a drug called spice as substitute for marijuana.
美国各地有不少人吸食一种叫 spice 的毒品作为大麻的替代品。
Pure maple syrup is the perfect sugar substitute in a variety of dishes, including desserts and baked food.
纯枫树糖浆在做菜时是糖的绝佳替代品，包括甜点和烘烤食物。好的，今天我们学习的词是
substitute, substitute, substitute.
I've been a substitute for Yang Lin for quite a few weeks.
不知道听众朋友喜不喜欢我主持啊？
I think you did well. Even Yang Lin spoke highly of your performance on the show.
Really? 难道他就不担心被我彻底取代？
She probably is worried. The phrase we're teaching next describes her concern to a T. Let's listen.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第816讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson。
我先要考考大家，你们都知道一美元等于100美分，可是谁能说出一美分 one cent 的另外一个名字呢？时间到，如果你说的是
penny。P-E-N-N-Y
那就对了 Penny 以前还挺值钱的，可如今早就没人想要了，很多美国人甚至主张让美分退休。这倒提醒了我，今天我们学习的习惯用语就是
Has had its day. Has had its day.
如果说什么东西 Has had its day， 意思就是这种东西已经没什么用，不再受欢迎，不像以前那么成功了，换句话说就是过时了。什么是你最喜欢的交通工具呢？让我们听听下面这个记者的报道。
Until very recently, travelers in the U.S. have chosen to get on an airplane for quick and affordable transportation.
So has the train had its day? Maybe not. Because of increased security at airports and higher airfares, many passengers have shown a renewed interest in rail service. It may become popular once again.
直到最近一段时间，很多美国人出门旅游还喜欢坐飞机，因为飞机速度快，价钱又不贵。那是不是说火车已经过时了呢？这可不一定。由于机场加强安检，机票又不断的涨价，很多游客又开始转向火车了。没准火车会重新受到欢迎呢。
没错，我就喜欢坐火车。虽然火车不如飞机快，但是坐火车很舒服。而且现在飞机的燃料价格不断上升，都转嫁到了我们这些乘客身上，机票越来越贵。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Until very recently, travelers in the U.S. have chosen to get on an airplane for quick and affordable transportation. So, has the train had its day? Maybe not.Because of increased security at airports and higher airfares, many passengers have shown a renewed interest in rail service. It may become popular once again.
还有什么东西是 has had its day 过时的呢？比如说电报，大家肯定都同意。
The telegram has had its day.
没错，再比如说报纸，估计有一部分人同意。那么 Internet, 因特网呢？哎呀，因特网现在如日中天，正火着呢，肯定不能说
It has had its day.
还有啊，现在大家都上网购物，那么购物中心 shopping mall 是不是已经过时了呢？那恐怕也不尽然。Has had its day 这个习惯用语也可以用在人的身上。比如说一个早已没人提起的老电影明星，我们就可以说
She has had her day.
下面让我们听听一名消防队员是怎么说他的老队长的。
I have the greatest respect for the fire chief. Over the last 30 years, he's been a courageous leader. But frankly, he has had his day. Firefighting has changed, and it's time we appoint a successor who can take on new challenges.
我对我们队长有着无限的敬意，过去30年来，他一直是我们的领导，勇气过人。但是坦率地讲，他那一套已经过时了。消防工作日新月异，他需要一个能够接受新挑战的接班人。
既然有过辉煌的事业，那么急流勇退也没有什么不好的。我昨天晚上看电视，是两个喜剧表演的老搭档，我从小就是看着他们的节目长大的。可是这么多年过去了，同样的笑话他们今天还在讲。
I really believe they have had their day.
好，我们再听一下上面的例句。
I have the greatest respect for the fire chief. Over the last 30 years, he's been a courageous leader. But frankly, he has had his day. Firefighting has changed, and it's time we appoint a successor...who can take on new challenges.
大家可能会问，这种说法是从哪里来的呢？ Has had its day, 这个习惯用语最早可以追溯到16世纪。
Every dog has its day.
意思是所有人都会有得意的日子，也就是我们常说的风水轮流转。这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，我是杨晨。
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓琳，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
杨琳 you've had your day. Come back quickly. Otherwise, the job is mine.
I'll relay the information to her. I'm sure it will help her decide to come back as soon as possible.
咱俩可真够坏的。行了，不开玩笑了，今天节目时间又到了，咱们得说再见咯。
If you have any questions or comments, please email us at mayu@voanews.com. Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
是美国之音的中文节目。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目高中生活单元的初级课程。Heather 和 Jeremy 是高中同学，两个人一起上数学课，在上课前的几分钟，他们聊了起来。
That's right, Winnie. Say, what do students in my class talk about before I arrive?
哎呦，我们都在聊您有多好啊。当然了，如果您不给我们留作业，那就更好了。
Really? Well, it's better to be feared than loved.
Hi, Heather. Did you have a nice weekend?
Hi, Jeremy. Yes, I had a really great weekend. How was your weekend?
It was great.I got to have fun on Saturday and Sunday because we didn't have any homework.
Yes, we did. We had to read our math book and do some math problems. Did you forget?
Oh, no. I forgot to do the homework. I hope there isn't a pop quiz.
Jeremy 和 Heather 谈到刚刚过去的周末。Jeremy 说他周末玩得很痛快，因为学校没留作业。可其实并不是这样，是他忘记作业了。
That's right, Winnie.And what was the homework?
Heather 提醒说，作业是看 math textbook, 数学书，然后呢 do some problems, 做一些练习题。哎，对了 Professor, Jeremy 说希望今天没有 pop quiz, 这是什么啊？
A pop quiz is a quiz that the teacher did not tell you about beforehand.
哦 pop quiz 就是随堂测验。也就是事先没有通知学生突然进行的小测验。 Jeremy 没看书也没做题，要是有 pop quiz 啊，他就惨了。
You didn't do the homework? Yeah, you will definitely fail if there is a pop quiz.
I know. How much time do I have to cram?
Well, class starts in 5 minutes. I don't think that's enough time.
You're right. Can I just copy your answers?
Heather 也说如果老师给他们 pop quiz, Jeremy 一定会 fail, 不及格的。
That's right. So what does Jeremy ask Heather?
Jeremy 问他还有多长时间才上课，这样啊，他就可以 cram, 突击准备一下。
Correct. Cramming is studying a lot of information in a short period of time. For example, it's best to start studying for the test early so that you don't have to cram the night before.
没错。可惜啊，还有五分钟就要上课了 ，cramming 也来不及了，所以 Jeremy 就想出最后一招 ，copy Heather's answers， 抄 Heather 的作业。
You want me to give you the answers? I think that's cheating.
Cheating? Of course not. Just pretend you're my tutor.
I don't know, Jeremy. I worked hard to do these problems. Why should I just give you the answers?
Because if you do.I will invite you to my party this weekend.
Heather 不愿意让 Jeremy 抄自己的答案。他说啊，这是 cheating, 作弊。
That's right, Winnie. What does Jeremy say?
Jeremy 说 Heather 应该把自己当成他的 tutor, 家庭教师，这样给他抄答案就理所当然了。哎，对了 ,Professor Bowman, tutor 这个词可以当动词吗？
Yes. For example, if you aren't good at math, you should find someone to tutor you in math.
啊、哦，我明白了。Tutor 当动词呢，就是给别人辅导的意思。Jeremy 想要贿赂 Heather， 就说如果 Heather 让他抄作业，他就要请 Heather 参加周末的派对。
Really? You will invite me to your party this weekend?
Yes. All the coolest people come to my parties.
I know. They sound like a lot of fun.
So, will you help me?
Well, okay.But change one or two of the answers so we don't turn in the same homework.
Great.
啊 ，Heather 竟然这样就投降了。为了能够参加这个酷酷的派对，她竟然牺牲了原则呢。
That's right. But what does she tell Jeremy he has to do?
她说啊 ，Jeremy 得要把一两道题的答案改一下，以免两个人交上去是一模一样的作业，被老师发现是抄的。看不出来，这 Heather 还这么狡猾。哎，希望 Jeremy 的派对别让 Heather 失望，要不然他的牺牲可就白费咯。
Let's listen next time to find out.
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听。